Now, I'm delighted to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, last week you were talking about Captain Oates of Gestingthorpe, the renowned explorer. And this week I think you're going to be looking at an Essex author, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Very well-known Essex author in his day, Scott.
Who's that?
Warwick Deeping.
Right, and where was he based?
Warwick Deeping was born in Southend-on-Sea. He was born in 1877, lived until 1950, came from a medical family. His father was a doctor, and he trained as a doctor and served in the First World War in the Royal Army Medical Corps, but later gave up medicine for full-time writing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not well known today, but in the 1920s and 1930s, he was one of Britain's best-selling authors. Wrote prolifically, not only novels, but articles for magazines
mm-hmm.
across the spectrum. He wrote mainly historical novels or novels about the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really like the 20th century very much.
He's a man out of his time.
Absolutely. Considered himself firmly middle class and was very critical of the upper and lower classes.
Mm-hmm.
And wrote quite scathingly of the then modern world. He didn't actually stay living in Essex. He moved with his wife to Surrey, which is where he lived for the remainder of his life. But in his day, his books were very well known and very popular. And so Southend can claim that fame of having a very well known author who was born there in the 19th century.
Good stuff. And what are you going to be looking at next week then?
Next week, I should be looking at a rather scandalous lady, Frances Howard, wife of Robert Devereux, 3rd Earl of Essex.
Sounds fascinating. Can't wait for that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.